Mammy waved her ladle at them.
Faith, and will you be after standing there all day telling each other what fine creatures you are? Or will I go back to the tenty to cook dinner and eat it myself?
The sudden mention of food to hungry workers sent them all trudging smartly back to the tents. Sagax covered his eyes and groaned at the sight that greeted him on entering the tent.
Oh, no!
Snoring blissfully, Scarum lay amid a debris of half-eaten pies, bread crusts, salad scraps, empty flagons, and the remains of what had once been a large fruit cake. The hare's stomach resembled an inflated balloon. His whiskers, ears and nose were liberally sprinkled with crumbs. Some of the Magooch hogs regarded him with awe.
Mother Nature, will you look at him?
Ah, sure, he must be a grand old scoffer.
The bold fellow must have to keep up his strength after wrestling and slaying all those sharks.
Kruver and Sagax had never felt so embarrassed in their lives. Shamefaced, the otter averted his eyes from Mammy.
Ma'am, what can we say after all your hospitality for a friend of ours to do this?
The good hogwife patted his paw comfortingly.
Ah, now, don't be fussing yourself. 'Twas not your fault a hare has the appetite of a wolf pack. What do you say we do about it, Kamarni?
The chieftain of the Magooches had the answer instantly.
Do? Is it me advice you're after asking? Well, I'll tell you. We goes to your sister's tenty for dinner. She's gotten more victuals than you could shake a stick at. And now, Mr. Sagax, and yourself, Mr. Kruver, if you'll permit me, 'tis meself will decide a penance for the bold Scarum. Now, don't be worrying. I won't go too hard on the owl beast. He can't help being a hare, after all.
Sagax bowed respectfully to Kamani's wish.
You can do what you like with the villain, sir. No penance could be too severe for a creature who abuses a friend's good nature. We leave him in your capable paws.
Mammy's sister Ruby was a jolly fat sort and the equal of a kinhog at cooking. They sat down to a spread of cabbage and turnip pasties, carrot and mushroom bake topped with cheese, wild beetroot soup and Ruby's special baked fruit loaf with elderberry and plum cordial or pennycress and comfrey tea for those who liked it. Ruby's husband, Bertie, thought Scarum's gluttony was hilarious and kept remarking upon it.
Curl me spikes! Oh, that Scarum shark slayer's a real boyo! He's got a belly on him like an old stuffed duck. I wager his ma danced a jig the day he left home.
Ruby noticed Sagax and Kruver's silence at Scarum's gluttonous act. She nudged her husband, none too gently.